Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
On today's Smart 7, Labour launches local election campaign, Thames Water in deep trouble, and lots more. It's Friday, 29th of March, it's World Piano Day, and happy birthday, Brendan Gleeson.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
Labour officially launched their local election campaign on Thursday with high hopes of winning seats across the country as Tory polling numbers continue to hover around Liz Truss levels. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer was in Dudley for the launch, the same location where Boris Johnson launched his Levelling Up pledge, a campaign that Starmer says unforgivably failed. Labour were being cautious in their promises, with Sir Keir saying there's no magic money tree and no way to quickly fix the damage done to the economy. But with his eyes firmly set on victory, Starmer was keen to get on to the next and bigger election campaign.
I was hoping we'd be launching a different election campaign here, but the Prime Minister wants one last drawn-out summer tour with his beloved helicopter. Britain wants change, and it's time for change with Labour.
Labour Deputy Leader Angela Rayner has been under pressure over the sale of her council house in 2010, and she's been busy defending herself all week. Now, a Tory MP has lodged a fresh complaint with Greater Manchester Police, who are reassessing their decision on her file. That didn't stop her from landing a few choice blows on Rishi Sunak, though.
We have a Prime Minister whose political equivalent of that friend from back home who says he'll get the first round in if you pay for the taxi, and yet when you get to the bar, he's nowhere to be seen.
It's been a shitty week for fans of water, which I guess is pretty much everyone. First we had E. coli in the Thames putting the boat race at risk, then we had a report which says that over 3 million hours of sewage was discharged into the UK's waterways in 2023. Now it looks as though one of the biggest private water companies, Thames Water, has found itself in deep trouble. Shareholders have refused to provide an extra £500 million of funding for the troubled utility, describing it as uninvestable. CEO Chris Weston says customers could be facing a 40% price rise by 2030, but that the company is not at immediate risk of collapse.
If at the end of the day we were in a situation where we had no equity, then there is the prospect of special administration. But we are a long way from that point at the moment.
The regulator has so far rejected any proposed price rise, and the government is understood to be ready to take over the firm, which provides water for 15 million households if it does head for collapse. Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove doesn't sound too impressed, though.
Well, I think the leadership of Thames Water has been a disgrace. I have zero sympathy for the leadership. So the answer is for the management team to ask themselves why they're in this difficult situation. And of course, the answer is because of serial mismanagement for which they must carry the can.
Veteran broadcaster Esther Ranson has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and she's been campaigning for those with terminal illnesses to be given the right to choose how and when they die. She says she's considering travelling to Switzerland for an assisted death and has been lobbying politicians to change legislation here in the UK. So she was delighted when new legislation was introduced to the Scottish Parliament on Thursday, hailing it as historic. Liam MacArthur, the member of the Scottish Parliament who introduced the bill at Holyrood, says his legislation would require two doctors to confirm the terminal diagnosis and also includes a waiting period.
I think it allows a position for doctors to care for their patients. You cannot cure a terminal illness. In a sense, what you need to do is provide as much care and support in as compassionate a way as you can.
Both the BBC and Channel 4 have published new revelations which look set to restart the Post Office Horizon IT scandal. On Thursday, the BBC uncovered a 2016 report by auditors Deloitte that revealed post office management were made aware that the Horizon system could be altered by Fujitsu employees, and Channel 4 revealed covert recordings from 2013, which demonstrate that both the post office and Fujitsu were aware that their computer system could alter sub-postmasters' accounts. That information was kept secret, however, leading to the conviction of more than 900 sub-postmasters. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey has called for the post office to be held to account, and Labour's Pat McFadden says the Channel 4 recordings are startling.
It's in such stark contrast to the assurances given to MPs and ministers for a number of years that the Horizon system was bomb-proof. This recording appears to show that that's not the case.
Still to come on the Smart 7, a big weekend in the Premier League and Jerry Seinfeld goes Pop-Tart mad right after this.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back.
The Premier League returns this weekend after the international break, and it's a packed schedule. Saturday sees 8 games, including Man United travelling to Brentford, Chelsea facing Burnley, and Newcastle taking on West Ham. Sunday has 2 big games, Liverpool versus Brighton, and then Man City hosting Arsenal. With only 1 point between the top 3, it could be a major weekend in the title race, but Arsenal's Declan Rice is looking forward to the challenge after his stint as England captain. He has nothing but praise for manager Mikel Arteta.
The way he sees me playing in his team was very different to what I'd been used to, so it took a lot of time to get used to that. But the more and more it's gone on, you know, I've really enjoyed it, and you know, there's still so much more to come as well.
If I say the name Logan Lerman, it might not ring a bell, but if I said the guy who played Percy Jackson, I think you'll know who I mean. He's starring in a new miniseries called We Were the Lucky Ones, which tells the story of 3 siblings on the run from Nazis during World War II. He popped up on Jimmy Fallon's show, where he had a happier story about how he got engaged in New York.
So we ended up in Central Park. My fiancé pointed out the rowboats, and that's when I learned I don't know how to row a boat. I'm thinking, oh God, now people are looking at us and pointing and laughing at me, and I'm just... Finally, she rowed us to a quiet part.
Yeah.
And I popped the question. It was great.
When you heard that Jerry Seinfeld had made a new movie about Pop-Tarts, you probably thought it was a joke, right? Well, he's actually spent years working on his Pop-Tart joke, and that obsession has now turned into a star-packed, honest-to-goodness movie called Unfrosted: The Pop-Tart Story. It traces the real-life 1960s battle to develop an alternative to cereal for breakfast, and Jerry writes, directs, and stars. It's also got Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger, no really, plus Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Peter Dinklage, Dan Levy, and many, many more. It looks odd, but it drops on Netflix on May 3rd.
Nobody said this was going to be easy.
We're talking about happy childhoods for millions of American kids. The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos! What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups!
No sale.
Oblong nibblers.
Is this a joke?
Whoever gets to the shelves first is gonna win this thing.
Give up the tarts, old man!
How did it get this far?
It's breakfast. Things happen.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.